Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about employment and livelihood. You know, employment and livelihood is a topic which is very important. It has been alluded to in a couple of places in the Holy Quran. For example, in one place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: Is it they who dispense the mercy of your Lord? It is we who have dispensed amongst them their livelihood in the present life and raised some of them above others in rank so that some may take others into service, and your Lord's mercy is better than what they amass. Also, in another place in the Holy Quran, we read the following: One of the two women said, Father, hire him. Indeed, the best you can hire is a powerful and trustworthy man. In this regard, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been narrated as having said, of course, the Imam says this regarding the verse that we first mentioned, it is we who have dispensed amongst them their livelihood. The Imam said, Allah the Exalted told us that employment is one of the means of people's livelihood. He, in His wisdom, diversified their aspirations, motivations, and other states. Then He made man's employment of one another one of the means of people's livelihood. If everyone of us was forced to build for himself, make his own furniture, and produce everything himself, the world's condition would not be bearable, and people would not be able to endure them. You know, this is a kind of an allusion to something that a lot of the philosophers, like Ibn Sina, towards the end of the Ilahiyat al-Shifa, he mentions this fact that why is it that human beings, they come together and form societies? And it goes back to the fact that, you know, their needs are so great that it's impossible for them to individually secure all of them. So they have to come together and work together in order to secure, you know, this livelihood and, you know, to fulfill all of the needs that they have. This is why it brings them together in societies. And then, you know, he continues and says that this leads to conflict of interest in some cases. There becomes a need for a law. And then ultimately this leads to the delegation of the prophets and revelation. In continuation, the Imam says, but he ensured its management by diversifying their aspirations so that everyone performs for others that which is compatible with his own capacity, in order for some of them to be served by others and for their conditions to be sound. So this, you know, this, we come together, they work, they do what they can for one another, so their conditions can be sound, and, you know, society can function and move and progress towards its felicity, both in this world and in the hereafter. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at employment and livelihood in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.